reach me mobile.
4ZLK, KO4HKX.
4ZLK. Somebody else, but good morning. Who is the other station?
Me, just saying good morning.
Is it K2HB? Is that what you said?
HME Dwayne.
Hey, sorry. Hey, Dwayne. Didn't recognize you. Good morning to you. Good to hear you this morning. Go ahead, Patrick.
We'll see if you had a good night.
Man, I got tired. On the way home, I'm about to lose my voice. I don't know how much longer I can hold it.
Hopefully you do all right going home.
But,
they say they've turned upside down on a white horse this morning.
Had one, but it had one definitely on its roof, and the other one I couldn't kind of look like it, but it was a mess. They had the whole northbound section blocked. Everybody had to turn off and cut through a neighborhood.
Go ahead and pick it up, Dwayne. KO4HK.
I just went through a hole there at Blue Ridge and at Farr's Bridge. I'm sorry if you called me out. I didn't hear it.
Well, then, don't want to leave you out.
Did you put a white horse with
it? I guess you didn't see it after, because it was down more towards Greenville. You probably didn't have down white horse time
through via Cedar Lane. So, fortunately, I'll miss all of that.
Couple there.
Right. I was just curious about what part of White Horse Road that the overturned vehicles were.
The station is just down from the post office. Directly in front of the fire station.
Better than that, hopefully nobody was injured too badly.
Well, to see, I think it had just recently happened because another fire truck pulled up as I was going around it, or turning off the road, and then the highway patrol came down. I got over to Farr's Bridge, and the highway patrol was coming that way and turned on the White Horse Road.
If they had been racing or something down there. I just passed on Farr's Bridge. Two cars stopped in the right-hand lane. Looks like they're swapping children or something. Yes, in the middle of the street.
Never ceases to amaze you what you see happen in the road anymore, does it?
Pulling a trailer last night, and he was on his phone. He was in a, you know, personal car on his phone, and he kept jerking the wheel, drifting from lane to lane.
Just driving over the road. I am so glad I'm not doing that. I'll take my chances on a motorcycle or in my Sequoia.
Pass on the motorcycle.
Gotta be a little brave, more brave than that.
Pass. I'm gonna ride a motorcycle. I just prefer it be out in the woods.
Like I'm out with the wild animals on that motorcycle, but I guess the reason it doesn't intimidate me out here is I was born and raised in Southern California, and I'm used to splitting lanes on the in stop-and-go traffic, so I have a little bit of experience with stupid people.
Doesn't seem to be very smart to me, but I guess if you're used to it, that'd be just something else to look out for when you're driving. You know, if you're driving a four wheels, you got to watch out for somebody coming up beside you when there's already a vehicle there.
True. I think part of it is they're used to it out there. And back then, decades ago, they would use turn signals, so you could get a sense of what you need to slow down for. But you're not doing much more than 5 miles an hour over the vehicles that are there anyway. So, but again, you know, each person has their risks that they want to take.
One of those yesterday that was lane splitting. When I was making a right-hand turn, he about got to the left-hand corner of the box.
Get around here now, too. It's not legal, but people are doing it.
For making a left turn from the right-hand lane, or a U-turn across a double-double yellow. So, I mean, why not split lanes? I mean, I don't condone it, but they don't get you for traffic violations anymore.
self-driving vehicles. We won't have to worry about any of that anymore.
KG4MEK.
What is that, LK?
Yeah, somebody said something about battery-powered vehicles. I'll tell you what, after 35 years of truck driving, I was going to say, I hope I never see battery-powered tractor trailers. Like, I know they're already out there, and I know they're being, you know, used and stuff, but I hope that's not something that we ever resort to, and I have to get accustomed to, and then start using it on a daily basis before I retire, because it'd be just like riding that motorcycle. You'd be playing a little bit more of a poker game.
I completely agree.
Between 85 and coming back south.
A couple exits from Malden Road, and there was nothing, but that was about 45 minutes ago.
I don't go down that far, so nothing here.
Well, if I make it to the 40, I'll be fine and dandy. Because once I get in that black and red truck, all I'm going to do is go around all that mess anyway, but I always hate to drive all the way to work and get right there between the 35 and the 39, and then somebody's done messed up.
Like the old terminal on Malden Road?
No, they've already just moved over to the new terminal. I come up over the new one just about the time they done got settled in.
UPS, been there, same building for 32 years now. Now I drive tractor trailer for them. I was trying to talk them into seeing if they could buy that property off of them, off of you guys, because we need more room, and they still haven't done anything about it.
You know my good buddy Ronald Watson.
There's a couple of Ronalds. He works out of Spartanburg, right?
Yeah, I think he retired here just recent, or here a little while back, but he'd been there for decades. Ronald's the one with the Clemson Tiger football trophy sitting in his office, and he was a fastback. He was one of the guys back at the back that would run the ball, whatever, but he was the tailback or whatever.
Goodness, Ron Watson was my supervisor for several years. There's another guy, Ron Foster, and I was confusing them. Ron's been gone for about 5 years now. His son played, too, for a little while. He was a walk-on and got played on the team for a couple of years.
I think they'd had that championship. I think he came in just right after that. And I think he might have been something like a walk-on or something there that first season. And then, you know, the next season, I think he was in the lineup, I'd say. And then I forget what he did. But I think he kind of liked, he was in those glory years right after their national, and then just right before they had their natty, their next natty, I think it was. I think he'd either been with them or he just graduated and left them.
I remember walking in the morning, I was still running package, and Ron had a big smile on his face. He said, "My son just got accepted on the team, got a full ride, I'm getting all my money back." He was really excited.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Yeah, I remember him when he was running the little truck, and he'd be out and about and all that, and I'd come across him just about every stop I'd see him, and always happy, cheerful, full of energy. A good man, that's for doggone sure. I'm friends with him on Facebook, but he don't never get on there. Don't hardly hear anything out of him, but he's riding that bicycle with that bunch up there in the mountains, and I know he's probably enjoying that. But anyway, I'm going to just sit back and listen for a little bit. Coming up on the 32 going north, so y'all carry on. KG4MEK.
Still here. I'm on 385. I'll be getting off here at Roper Mountain in about a mile, heading into the office. But Nothing exciting here. Well, I guess I could say that. My oldest daughter got married a couple weeks ago and got to spend some time in Denver, Colorado. You know, it's cold out there.
And it is cold out there, I'm sure. It's a little chilly here this morning. Go ahead, Patrick, N4ZLK.
Wait, congratulations if I could talk this morning. And I imagine it is pretty cold out there right now. But, guys, I have just backed into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Shane, get you some rest. Wayne, be careful out there. And Dwayne, you be careful the rest of your trip. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s, guys.
Have a good day. N4ZLK.
He's Patrick.
7-3s, and have a good day.
3, Patrick. And Wayne, I got one more comment I want to make to you, but, and I know I'm pulling in the driveway.
Yeah, go ahead, Derek.
In HF a couple weeks ago, and I heard you and a guy in Hawaii talking, and I was waiting with the microphone in my hand to talk to him in Hawaii, and he signed off, said he had to go eat dinner or something. So then I called you, because you were coming in like we were talking on a repeater. But anyway, I did get Hawaii the very next day on CW. And so that was my first Hawaiian contact. I just thought that was funny.
I've been on 20 meters here lately. It's, you know, I've had rebuilding my whole station and everything because I took a hit from some lightning several months back. Well, it's been quite a few months back, and I've just been getting everything, to, you know, redone. Some of it's been a pain in the rear end. Some of it's finally kind of got together, but... Yeah, I've been keeping my beam pointed that general direction, and Hawaii, about that time of the afternoon, right around about where we were at, they've been pretty darn regular. And I did find out some information talking about the guy in Hawaii. Prior to that, I worked a guy in Alaska. Well, I've done work with this guy in Alaska, like, you know, several times. I did find out from three different people in Alaska that if you are looking to work Alaska, 17 meters and 20 meters are the two bands that work best for them. Because of those northern lights, everything else goes to crap.
I'd like to work Alaska again. I worked it one time, my very first Morse code contact, right after I got my novice license back... in 1990, 91, something like that. It was the only Morse code contact I worked until just about 4 months ago because I didn't do any more and then I had to relearn it. But the very first contact on 15 meters was a guy in Alaska, so that was fun. He sent me a QSL card, but I have no idea where it is. Anyway, I'm going to clear out of here. I'm in the driveway and I'm going to go in and get some rest. You guys have a good day. Dwayne, be careful. Have a good day at work if you're still in there. And Wayne, be careful driving around out there today. Good to talk to you. Good to meet you. N4ZLK.
All righty. Well, have a good day. And maybe we'll get to catch back up on HF or something there. KG4MUK.
73 Shane, K2HME. I'll be clear as I'm pulling into my parking spot. I'll have a great day, and hopefully I'll catch up with you later this week.
Well, I'm just getting just past the 35, and the traffic's getting very thick. I hope that ain't signs of what's to become. Because if it is, it's going to get nasty, looks like.
Yeah, maybe the road's cold and slowing everybody down. So be safe out there. K2HME, I'll be clear.
KO4PXB Mobile.
PK Mobile, good morning.
Morning, sir. How mobile are you? Except I'm actually running 65 on northbound 85.
I'm fixing to get off at the exit 40 here, northbound 85. And head over here to work there. Seems like it's been a good drive this morning so far. Name is Wayne. Whiskey Alpha Yankee, November Echo.
Hi, Wayne. I've talked to you before. It's Lloyd. Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta, Q, KO4PXB.
Yeah, so where are you headed to this morning?
First Montgomery County. I'm their server manager, so I'm going to the building where you pay your taxes in Spartanburg across from the auditorium.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while since I think I've talked to you. I remember that job description or something of that nature, that area. Yeah, I'll be hopping in a Southeastern truck here in about 30 minutes and start peddling some freight.
Yeah, definitely be careful doing that because there's a lot of idiots on the road to stay in time frame that doesn't care about the paying attention to the rules of the road.
That's definitely true. Highway Patrol just passed me on 153 going towards Easley. But, yeah, I've been out of work. Let's see. I ain't really even been on 2 meters and 440 hardly. I've been a little bit on doing some HFing and stuff at the house, but I haven't been on here since like my early morning get up, go to work since January 28th. I was in the back of a trailer and just realized I got 35 years trucking experience. Never got an injury, not once. I was pushing a carpet roll and bloating my upper hernia. Clean out.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
Been in the office for like a week while workman's comp's trying to get my surgery. And I know I'm not trying to be mean when I say this, but it is kind of mean, or I guess it's meaningful that I say it, but at workman's comp, I was hurting, aching, feeling bad. They said, well, if you got to go to the ER, go to the ER. I'm like, I'm waiting on y'all to get y'all's act together. I don't want to have to do y'all's job because they, you know, kept on dodging me on calls. And then they called me wanting to know why, if I was okay or whatever. I'm like, no. I was like, I'm aching down there where I blew out my hernia. Finally, when they answered me one day, they said that they had checked with one surgeon in Orangeburg. It was a clinic. And I'm like, a clinic? You're going to send me to an outpatient clinic? Well, it was feasible because, you know, the others are too expensive. I'm like, oh, no. I didn't let them do that to me.
Yep, I truly understand that. And I bet it was definitely difficult for you to stay in your chair and not to come unglued when hearing something like that, that they were just doing it to be, you know, cheap on them.
On the speakerphone when I was talking to him. You know, it's like I done ran around with him 4 different days talking to him on the phone, trying to, you know, like, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. And they said that. My wife about levitated. Oh, my gosh. She's like, so y'all are just trying to save money. Well, yeah, we shopping around. You do it when you buy a car, don't you? And that's like, that's it. I'm not going to play that game. And, you know, I went to drop my foot down a little bit. Said, how about this doctor? Well, we don't know nothing about that doctor. I said, I just sent you an email with all the information. I've already called their office and I've done said, I'm made arrangements for y'all to call. It's like, well, you don't have to do that. As well, I just did. And then the rest is history. So my surgery went real well. My surgeon was good. Doctors were good. So everything was all good about that. But that was the headache I've been going through for the last couple of months. It's just ridiculous that they do that.
Yeah, they're just hoping people don't sit there and hold their feet to the fire. And just as they're doing their shop around for the cheapest procedure.
That's for doggone sure. Well, I'm about to whip it up in here and see what they got on the agenda and start running around town slinging those little packages. This is my first day back to work since January 27th, 28th. So I'm going to go enjoy myself today and just take it easy. I'm going to stop acting like a 25-year-old and start acting like a 55-year-old.
Well, what fun is that? I'm 57, and I still act that way because you definitely, if you become stagnant and just sit around, you just, your body starts to feel older and act older than you are. You just got to keep moving.
Most definitely. Yeah, I'm going to keep it moving, but I'm going to be thinking before I grab it and toss it, throw it, pick it up, or, you know, whatever. But anyway, I'm going to jump in here and go get her done. Hope you have a good day, and hopefully we'll get to do it again. KG4MEK.
Sir, please be careful. KO4PXB.
KD4FDI. MKD4FDI.